Now, a man who's undoubtedly been on the cover of the Ireland's Own. Here's Des Cahill with the sport.
I was just thinking the same thing. Anyway, busy sports bulletin, Rachel. And we're starting with reaction to last night's football action. Liverpool booked a place in the quarterfinals of the Champions League for the third time in 4 years. They had a 2-0 win over RB Leipzig in Budapest with goals from Sadio Mane and Mo Salah. It sends Liverpool through 4-0 on aggregate. And after a dreadful run of form, Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp acknowledges the win will give them a confidence boost to move forward.
Yeah. We have to. We have now, last time when we played Champions League, it's a long trip. And so we arrived tomorrow at, I think, 5 o'clock or so. But we play only on Monday, so that's an okay. So yeah, we have to make ourselves ready. So if we play like tonight, I think then it will be not easy for Wolves. But we all know we have to. We want to win football games now. We feel it the first time for a while, and it's a massive difference.
In last night's other European tie, there was a 1-1 draw between Paris Saint-Germain and Barcelona, so the French side advanced 5-2 on aggregate. Kylian Mbappe gave PSG the lead from a penalty, for Lionel Messi equalised with a stunning goal. Messi, though, then had a penalty saved by Keylor Navas. Elsewhere, Manchester City returned to winning ways in style with a 5-2 win over Southampton that moves them 14 points clear at the top of the Premier League with 9 games remaining. Riyad Mahrez and Kevin De Bruyne both scored twice as City delivered an emphatic response to their defeat in Sunday's Manchester derby. The City manager Pep Guardiola said Southampton, though, were one of the best organised sides they have played at the Etihad this season.
They put a lot of players in the middle. They Vestergaard and Bednarek and with Prowse, and they have the quality to attract with his passes our players in the middle, and after they found behind the two wingers and the strikers, they do it really, really well. But of course they expose a lot, and every time we can regain the ball you have a chance to run and make a counter-attack. But the first team in the first 50-20 minutes, the first team we have a face here in Etihad Stadium this season.
Now, tonight's football action is in the Europa League. Manchester United host AC Milan. Tottenham drawn at home to Dinamo Zagreb. Arsenal and Rangers drawn away. Arsenal play Olympiakos of Greece, and Rangers go to Slavia Prague. In cycling, Sam Bennett lost the lead in the points classification in the Paris-Nice race, but he will still wear the green jersey on stage 5 today. That's because the new points leader, Primoz Roglic, is also the leader of the GC after winning yesterday's stage. In golf, Rory McIlroy heads into today's Players' Championship at Sawgrass, hoping to make it back into the world's top 10. He acknowledges his need to steady his up and down form.
The inconsistency in my ball striking from day to day, it could be, on my approach play on Thursday, I gained nearly 3 shots on the field, and then, Saturday I lost nearly 3. So it's just the inconsistency. It's the not being able to manage the misses as well as I usually do. Because it's not, everyone out here can play great golf and shoot 65s and 64s, and that's not, it's when you're feeling a little off, still being able to get it in and, a couple under and not losing too much ground to the field.
Rory McIlroy, one of 3 Irishmen in the elite field there today, along with Shane Lowry and Graham McDowell. Meanwhile, a slow start for the Irish players in this morning's Qatar Masters. Paul Dunn finished on 3 over par. Cormac Sharvin 1 over after 11. Jonathan Caldwell 4 over after 15. The leader on 7 under par is Finland's Kalle Smuja. In rugby, we look ahead to Sunday's Six Nations International against Scotland, and Michael Corcoran has been talking to Ireland forward James Ryan about the threat posed by the Scots this weekend.
They're a very strong side who will be very, very motivated playing in Murrayfield. They've shown how far they've come, even since the autumn in the campaign so far, and I think they're a very dangerous team. You look at their back three, Van der Merwe, Darcy Graham, Stuart Hogg. In terms of attacking threats, they're probably as dangerous a back three as you'll come across in the tournament. So I think, our defence will be massive. Our connections on defence will be massive. Our connections on our kick chase. So very dangerous side. Talent is matched up front as well. They're an aggressive, pretty abrasive pack. So it's a big one for us.
In hockey, ahead of the Olympics, Ireland have named a much-changed squad for this weekend's SoftGo series against Great Britain, which takes place at Queen's University in Belfast. The disappointing news, though, confirmation that Zoe Wilson is set to miss the Olympics after picking up a cruciate injury in the final game against Spain earlier this year. In horse racing, amateur jockey Rob James has been handed a 12-month ban, the last 8 of which are suspended, so effectively 4 months, following a disciplinary hearing into the video posted on social media of him sitting on a dead horse. James has apologised and said he was heartbroken by the damage caused by the video, which was recorded back in 2016. Meanwhile, Denise Foster, who has taken over running Gordon Elliott's yard, had her first winner yesterday when Defy Blue obliged at Wexford. And today's race action is in Thurles. The first race is at 2:30.